Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today, and we've got a great program, and we hope it honors our Lord by blessing you with information and inspiration. I am Hans, and I'm seated next to my bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Oh my gosh, I think it's the cold weather, and I think that it's the coming holiday, and I think we are just in a great Christmas spirit.
Well, it's my favorite time of the year. What I say is, you know, what makes it so great is that everyone has on their heart and on their lips things of joy and encouragement that you don't see any other time of year. And it's just great to see even those that are, you know, just enjoying the season for what it is commercially, not spiritually. There's still something in their hearts that speak of joy and generosity. And for me, I see Christ in all of that.
Absolutely. Me too. And speaking of which, our producer Christian is opening as we speak. I told him, I said, open it as we intro here. But we, our advisors have been busy giving out to all of our great partners out there this delicious chocolate covered popcorn. And it is been produced and created and made lovingly by special
needs. Aren't
those
all the same thing? Produced, created, made manufactured, handcrafted.
Handcrafted.
Bespoke.
Well, now you talked over me. I want to give them a shout out. Special Needs Cakes and Treats in Lawrenceville, Georgia, our hometown. Mm-hmm. And Special Needs is a bakery. Special Needs and Treats is a bakery in downtown Lawrenceville. They are a 501(c), and they create job opportunities for adults with special needs. Mm-hmm. And from their heart and passion comes these amazing cakes and this delicious chocolate-covered popcorn. And so we always get it every year. This has become our tradition to hand out to our health partners out there and our attorneys and our home health folks and our... And we got a big smile. It's delicious. So hope you are out there, if you're listening, that you have been blessed to have some of that. And if you haven't, check out Special Needs. I'm going to give them a shout out. And speaking of Senior Provisions, I want to thank Senior Provisions for being our host and sponsor. And if you are not familiar with what Senior Provisions does, let me tell you, we are a family-owned, faith-based senior care placement agency. And our advisors guide families at no cost to them through different options of care, trying to navigate through what do we do, how do we do it, when do we do it, do we need assisted living, do we need home care, and we get the privilege of helping them on that journey. So thank you, Senior Provisions. Thank you, Senior Provisions advisors. We love you.
We are truly blessed with an amazing team that really casts what we do in the light of Christ, and we're grateful for them.
Absolutely.
Well, we have an important topic, like I mentioned before, to discuss with you during this Christmas season. Many families are coming together, some for their once or twice a year sojourn to visit grandma and grandpa or mom and dad. And last week we discussed, and we'll be re-airing, I think, New Year's or Christmas Day, or the week after Christmas, weekend after Christmas. Signs of the season, where we discuss what to look for during your visits to understand how well your loved ones are doing. But today we're going to talk about what you're likely to do next, and that's go online to information gather. And we hope that this show saves you from making an online mistake.
Well, and let me first just tell folks, too, if you are not listening the Saturday after Christmas, you can go to our website, seniorprovisions.com, click on our ministry tab, and you will find all of our podcasted shows. So scroll down and you will see Signs of the Seasons. This is a great reference tool for you when you are traveling and visiting with families. to see the signs of things to look for, some red flags that things may not be going as well with mom and dad as they're kind of letting you on to believe. And so this show, also listen, if you miss it, click on go online, mm-hmm. which if they miss it, yeah, they, would they not?
They're not going to hear this.
They wouldn't. Okay, no, I just realized that. Yeah. So online mistake. Oh, my gosh. Well,
so I looked for God's word in this to lay our foundation for how it is we're going to talk about this. And it comes from Proverbs 20:15. There is gold in abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel.
I love that. I think of some of the other scriptures, too, about the enemy looking for opportunities, roaming, looking to devour and destroy. That's another mm-hmm. Great scripture, too. And what we're going to talk about next, just want to kind of, you know, we send everyone to our web page. And the internet is one of those very divisive things. I think in the Christian, with Christian believers, because it can serve a lot of good purpose, mm-hmm. But it can also destroy lives. And it is, we often have defined the internet as the Wild West.
Especially in our industry, it certainly is, because it's typified by going online to look at a community, and you're doing research on a community, assuming that you're on that community's website, and in many cases, you're not. You're on a facilitating website that then when you go to call that number, you are not getting that community, but you are getting a...
You're getting a locator a service. Mm-hmm. There's a lead generation services. So basically what we're kind of talking about in our industry, there are folks similar to what we do at No Cost Placement, and you get connected with them online. My issue is if you're looking for a company like ours and you go onto the internet and you're looking specifically for someone to provide you with information about senior housing and senior living, great. My issue is when you are online looking for particular communities and you are not aware that you are getting inadvertently connected with a company like that does that, And they're not disclosing that until well into a conversation that you've already provided information, contact information. Mm-hmm. So I think this show, and we kind of talked about it as we were coming in, that we're going to tread very carefully because we like to focus on what we do well. Mm-hmm. But we are going to tell you some of the pitfalls of going online.
Well, and honestly, much of the nature of what we do and how we do it is... And why we do it has come from a deep heart to protect people from this experience. I mean, we get the phone calls of, I didn't realize I did this, and now I'm getting inundated with phone calls and emails from people I have no idea where they're calling from, soliciting me to come.
And that's only half of what they see.
Right.
The other half of it is if you've provided your contact information to any of those type of companies, your information has likely been shared with, you know, a handful, sometimes even dozens of other sales people. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're getting inundated. And you've provided often some personal information. You've provided financial information about your parents,
well, let location. Me back up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, that's why we talk about the web interwebs being the Wild West. There is nothing on the internet, no information that is worth the price of your privacy. There's no need to provide contact information while you're on a website to gain information that can be gotten for free on the Yellow Pages.
Absolutely. And so a lot of people, you know, I always say this, it's not regulated. Very, very little regulation is online. These companies are not regulated by Medicare, by HIPAA. So your information is not protected. Somewhere often buried deep into their website is their privacy agreement, which actually discloses that they will share your information to all third parties. And so that, you know, they do just disclose it, just not up front. And so we've made it over the 8 years that we've been in business a principle that we stand on, that we will not share private information and contact information without someone's permission with third parties. And the other thing you have to understand, too, is, and we're going to talk a little bit about this more after break, is that it is a marketing. When you go online and you are looking at beautiful communities, and I'm going to share a story when we get back about that marketing approach.
Right. Well, I want to go back to that, you know, we talk about HIPAA. HIPAA is that protection apparatus that everyone's very familiar with in the medical model. When they go into hospital rehab, they're signing these documents that talk about their rights. And as Amy said, those don't apply in our industry. So you're presuming naturally that this is a medical environment and I'm going from one caregiver system to another, and those things are going to be protected. And that's not the case when you go into the industry of senior care.
Yeah.
So, yeah, after the break, we're going to talk about how you have a different choice and the significance of making a different choice and protecting your privacy and your rights to have a much better experience.
Well, before we go, I'm going to make sure people know exactly where they can find us. And we've referenced our website a couple of times, but just in case you've missed it, you can find us at seniorprovisions.com. And you can click right on our website and look at our privacy agreement anytime. And actually, you call us, we'll tell you as well. Well, can't wait to talk more about this.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we've been talking about ways of avoiding the online mistake of taking the sights and sounds that you take in during your annual sojourn to visit your grandma and grandpa.
I don't know if everyone knows what that word
sojourn
means.
Sojourn, trek, trip, journey. I mean, thesaurus will help.
You've said it twice now, and I remember thinking before break, I wonder if people know what sojourn is.
The road trip.
The road trip. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just say road trip?
Sure. That's what was just said.
I'm sorry. Now I've thrown you off. Yeah. Okay, so go back. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go back.
No, I can't. So anyhow, we're talking about like that information that you gathered then, and then, of course, it demands a response. You want to go online and get informed about, hey, I think we need to add or create a layer of care for this, address these issues. And then you go online and you do your research and you've inadvertently provided contact information and maybe some medical and financial information as a part of the process that you didn't realize was going to be distributed or may be distributed to numerous care facilities in the greater metro area of the area you're looking at. And there's a way to do this differently. And we're trying to inform you and protect you of those privacy steps.
Yeah, that you summed it up beautifully. And you know what my answer is? Don't go online. Call us. and we laugh about that, but I mean that sincerely. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we're going to talk actually the second half here about how we do things differently and the importance of that. And not only because of the protection of your contact information and privacy, but also because, I mean, I was asked this by a family calling from California, and she said, can't you just send me a list of properties? You know, here's where my mom lives. This is what she can afford. Can't you just send me a list? And I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. I said, I really need to go see your mom. And she lived in Metro Atlanta, so I could get in my car. I could drive over to see her. And here's why. You can't do senior care over the phone, and you can't do senior care online.
And you can't know senior care from a list.
No.
A list implies that there's equality amongst that list, and you're just choosing one out of the 15.
Right.
And as you will find out, and as all the clients that we've been shaped by and shaped our company by have made the wrong choice because they didn't have the tools to see and the knowledge to know how good this facility is and what their aptitudes are and what their downfalls
well,
are.
Well, we got a precious family a few years back, and they had been kind of connected with an online company and had a list over and over again. They probably started with maybe four or five or six properties, none that were meeting the needs of their parents. So then they got a second list, and then they got another list. Well, they had over 30 properties, and none of them were the right fit. And what was really interesting was once we did our assessment and identified the true needs of those that couple, and they were different needs, and really identified the community that they moved into, guess what? It wasn't on the list at all. Of 30 properties, it was not on any of those lists. And we were committed, no matter what, to serve this family with integrity and give them the true solution. I'm pretty passionate about it, if you can't already tell.
Well, that's just it. I mean, what we say, and we'll say it in our educational talks on different formats is, you know, we all work with the same information. You can gather it, like I said, on the Yellow Pages, or you can gather it online, but you're going to get a list of properties, 30, 40 care provider facilities in your area that's going to imply that they all do the same thing at the same level of competency. They all have availability when they don't. They all meet your budget when they don't. They all accept the medical conditions you have, but they don't. And then when you add in all the aspirations of that senior and, you know, their acuity, their mental acuity, their love or distaste for social engagement and interaction and activities, all these things shape that community. And we will have our choice A and our choice B. And those involve providing an alternate to see things differently, to have that perspective, or the fragility of, you know, how that facility is accepting or not accepting.
So I'm going to recap that because that's a lot to take in. That's a lot to take in. And I know what you're saying.
All right, good. Then decipher.
I'm going to decipher. I'm going to dumb it down a little bit here. Go from 30 suggested communities to 2. That's what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Based on all of those criteria, based on all of that
well,
expertise.
And I just listed 6, and there's truly probably 2 dozen, 3 dozen that we take into account.
Right. Absolutely. So you have a family who's in a crisis, who's in need, obviously, of senior care, and you hand them a list of 8 or 10 properties to go tour, which a tour takes about an hour and a half each. That's not the drive there and of course, Atlanta traffic. It's bad. So you've got a good 2 hours tied up in each tour. So then they walk in the door and it's above their budget. Or the more complex needs of that senior are not going to be met there. So the big challenge is that family is in desperate need and they need a true solution. So I'm going to also share this little illustration that we do. I usually will pass out some marketing things I've printed off of a community. I'm not going to say which community, but I will pass it around. And it looks beautiful. I mean, I printed the pictures right off the internet, all of the description of the services. And I mean, people who are having a great season of their life, playing bocce ball and eating, you know, smoked salmon and, you know, getting a spa treatment. It looks great. And it's hard to do this over the radio, but because you can't actually fit, you know, physically see the pictures.
I'm there.
You're there. Have I put you there? So great looking place. And I will ask the whole group, hey, who would feel comfortable moving their mom into this community? And almost every hand goes up. This looks great. You know, I want to move in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, do y'all want to know what the catch is? And they're like, sure. And then some guy in the back will always yell, oh, it's too expensive. No, it actually fits your budget really well. Then I pass out the inspection report for that community, their latest state inspection, and let them start reading through that. And there's chemicals in the kitchen. There is cockroaches in the memory care. There is huge violations of care issues, poor staffing, complaints from families. I could go on and on, but that particular inspection report ran about 15 pages long. And as I was helping families kind of to figure out, okay, what is this violation? What does that mean? The room got quieter and quieter. So then I said, okay, show of hands, who would move their mom in here now? Mm-hmm. No one. Wouldn't move the stray dog in. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. So what I'm trying to illustrate to you all is our advisors that are out there and anyone who is doing this with integrity, and that's the whole key, and doing it the right way, we believe, is that these communities that you see online, some of them are just as beautiful and wonderful as they show. But then, you know, we just got an email of another community that was completely sold overnight and all the management team is gone. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean that place is going to go downhill.
Right.
But the family needs to know that there's been a major change. The nurse is gone. Some of the consistency and continuity of care could be in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And so we're on high alert. I've already printed off this morning a list of families that have moved in there in the last 3 years, just so that we can reach out to them and be available to them. But things change so quickly. And we gather information from existing families about how well providers are doing. All of our advisors are in every single one of our communities on a regular basis, putting their own eyes.
Right. And you find out things that are significant, like the nurse is leaving, is very dissatisfied with the corporate support she's getting or not getting. And she's out. She's checked out. She may be working there for the next couple of weeks, but she's trying to find the next place to land. That's going to have an effect on the quality of care that is provided there. You know, they had a state report, a state inspection, like you mentioned, or they were bought out by a group of investors that are strictly monitoring the bottom line success of that facility and could care less about how the care is being provided and the procedures that are in place.
And it's not black and white by any means. It's not clear. It's, advisor and I were at a community the other day, and they've just have had a lot of turnover in management, and census has been very challenged, and they really want us to refer families. And I just said, listen, I like you, Mr. Salesperson. I think you're a lovely person. I believe that you believe in this community, but I'm looking around, and I'm seeing a lot of third party home care staffing, and I'm seeing, you know, a lot of red flags for me. And he turned and he said, I am so glad that you are vetting us so hard. And I looked at him and I said, if I was helping your grandmother find a place to live, wouldn't you want me to vet this place? Wouldn't you have wanted me at least to have even walked in the door? And he said, absolutely.
So we're saying no staged marketing photo, no images of floor plans of the unit and the facility could ever give you the knowledge that is most important about making a decision on a facility to care and trust with your mother.
There's some really great salespeople out there, and I love them to death, and they believe in what they're doing, but there's a lot of pressure. We are at one of the lowest census percentages in senior care nationwide than we've ever been at. And so when someone comes in for lunch, they have a delicious meal and the red carpet is literally rolled out for them. However, there are some things you've got to look beyond that. We're just saying be cautious, and we would love to be a guide for you on that. We're going to end with our Philippians 4:19. As always, my God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no better provision than Christ Jesus himself. God bless you. Have a great week, and we're here to help you.